Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, Ryan, you got a lot of compliments on that version of the Annie Fry Show intro last night.
Yeah, multiple from two people. Mm-hmm. That's more than one.
Mm-hmm.
They loved it, and they said that, I think they said their sister, who was not able to be there last night, walks around singing it or something, and they wanted me to sing it to her, so I did so on video.
You did?
For a part of it, yeah.
I'd like to see that video.
I did not do the whole thing. But it was weird, because I've heard that version of the open for now, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't sang it since I recorded it, and I went to sing it, and I'm like, hey, that's me.
I was going to say, isn't that just you singing it?
Yeah, it is, but I haven't sang it. And then I went, I'm not a American sweetheart. I'm like, oh, I sound the same.
Oh, man. We loved seeing everybody last night at Lit Cigar Lounge. It was a pleasure to meet with a packed crowd and celebrate 25 years of 97.1. Here's 225 more. Thank you for everybody who came out and who just came out to support us. Before we wrap up this segment, we're going to play the video of Ryan trying to put a move on me.
They found a better version of it.
Who did?
They, as in Brad and Ethan.
Well, what I sent you guys in our show group DM last night was a screen recording of the actual YouTube video.
That's why it was so little.
Has been out there for everybody to see and is right now. But we'll share it before we wrap up here. I wanted to talk a little bit before we get to next question, which we will do in the next segment, about J.B. Pritzker and the Bret Baier interview. How much of that did you actually take in yourself, Ryan?
I consumed through clips. I might have seen the whole thing because there was a lot of clips.
Do you think Bret Baier did a good job?
Yeah, I do. I thought he did a great job.
He didn't... He pushed back. He didn't just let J.B. Pritzker say whatever he wanted to say, for sure. He challenged him on particular issues. I didn't think he was disrespectful. But I also... Some people want to see somebody like J.B. Pritzker like just get it handed to him. Bret Baier's not going to do that to anybody.
And that's why he gets those interviews, though. If he just goes in there and just lights somebody up, that's the last interview he ever does like that.
Yeah, here's part
Chicago
of it.
Chicago have the highest murder rate of all the big cities.
Well, we are not in the top 30 in terms of our murder rate. Indeed, our murder rate has been cut in half over the last 4 years, and every year it's gone down by double digits. And if you look at all of the violent crime over the last four years,
here's a map.
They've
most
all gone down.
U.S. cities, 17.47 per 100,000 population. Chicago is number one over Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Phoenix, Los Angeles, New York, and San Diego.
I'm, what I'm explaining to you
now
is
you're
when
talking
you want
about
to
violent
fight crime,
crime.
Look, you can pull statistics up.
No,
I can
these are
too.
Murders.
I'm explaining to you that our murder rate has been cut in half. And very importantly, Brett, and you got to hear this.
Wait, I'm going to interject here. It's true that your murder rate could still lead in the country and that it used mm-hmm. to be twice as big.
Yeah. Do you realize the point he's making? We're still number one, and it used to be double.
Very importantly, we've been doing the things that are necessary to bring crime down, right? We've invested in community violence interruption.
We're doing a great job. What are you talking about, Brett?
Also, are the books real? I mean, I don't want to bring that into this whole conversation.
Oh, I absolutely want to bring that into the conversation.
But all these stats that they're quoting have been really shady for a number of years now. So all this, we reduced this and that. Did you? Or did you just say that you did and tell your statistician to change things?
I suspect that the Soros hired lawyers across the country, that has been part of mm-hmm. the plan. The part that of being able to implement the Kim Gardners, the Kim Foxes of the world, the ones that we've seen across the country, Gascon, was that in L.A.? Mm-hmm. Just over and over and over again, that part of putting them in and being able to get away with it has to be, and here's how we're going to count crime statistics from here on out. We've seen a lot of what they did in Washington, D.C., because it's ironic that Donald Trump decides to, because D.C. is a district, and Donald Trump has the authority to do it there, how there's a tangible understanding of how crime has been lessened. How at first they were like, crime's down, crime's down, crime's down. But then after all of that is said and done, Muriel Bowser, who's the mayor there, is like, we would like to continue this partnership. How do you argue with that? You know, that's like scoreboard if I've ever seen it. Here's more from the J.B. Pritzker, Brett Baier interview.
But do you believe any illegal immigrant charged with or convicted of a felony should be deported?
I think they ought to take the violent criminals and get them out of my state and get them out of the country. I absolutely believe that. But that's not what they're doing. They said they were going after the worst.
You don't help them because you're a sanctuary state, right?
No, we do. If you bring us a judicial warrant, we will bring you all kinds of help on the ground to go get the bad guys. That's what we want. We want the bad guys off the streets. What we don't want is for people to get racially profiled. That's what's happening right now.
So the important thing that you need to understand, if you're not entirely familiar with what sanctuary status, and is it part of the Safety Act or is it something else? It's the Trust Act or something like that. Mm. What you need to understand is that there is a law that forbids state law enforcement, Illinois law enforcement, with communicating with ICE, immigration authorities. They're not supposed to. You could arrest somebody for something that is violent and they could be here illegally, but the state and local police officers are not to communicate with ICE that this person has an immigration concern. They're not supposed to talk to each other. And the biggest advocacy that I have for and defense that I personally have for Donald Trump's choice to go into places like Chicago or California, other places, and put these federal officers in there and then sending in the National Guard to help, all Tom Homan and Homeland Security and ICE, all they're trying to do is get these criminals who are in our country, specifically starting with the violent criminals who are in our country, who are here illegally, to get them the heck out. Send them out. And if they need to be incarcerated, incarcerate them elsewhere. But not here. We're not going to pay for that anymore. They don't belong here. We don't want them here. They didn't come here legally. And they've committed these violent crimes. Get rid of them. Send them away. The best place to find those people is in the prison mm-hmm. system. These people get arrested for committing all sorts of crimes, maybe smaller, lots of smaller crimes, but maybe some bigger crimes too. What Tom Homan and Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, and Donald Trump ultimately want to have happen is for local law enforcement to say, we've got a bad guy. He's here illegally. Come get him. And J.B. Pritzker says, no, we will defend that person's right to be in this sanctuary state of Illinois. That's the problem. And if you can't have ICE go into the prisons or the places where these people are being detained, in that process, if you're not welcoming those federal authorities into the system to handle that business in the confines of detention, then Tom Homan and ICE and ultimately President Trump say, okay, fine, we'll go find them in the streets. If you're not going to let us into your system, where you're already detaining these people, you leave us no choice but to go get them in the streets. If you cooperated, there wouldn't be these types of encounters that take place outside of the prison system, the detention system, with the frequency with which they are. But J.B. Pritzker is creating that scenario to protect those people, even the violent criminals, from being able to be handed over to ICE authorities, the federal immigration authorities, to take care of business. J.B. Pritzker is willfully standing in their way. And it is an absolute affront to the Illinois citizen, to the Illinois taxpayer, to the legal status Illinois resident who's an immigrant. It is an affront to all of that. And it's a shame. And that's what he's trying to hide. If you know that to be true, you can hear how slick and slimy J.B. Mm-hmm. Pritzker is, because he never doesn't say that. He just walks in circles around.
Yeah, it's just amazing, because you have a party, including J.B. Pritzker, who did nothing about the border, encouraged the border to be open, encouraged illegal immigration, abused the asylum system, told people to come to his sanctuary state, sanctuary city for years, spent billions of our dollars encouraging people to stay. And then for him to go on Fox News and say, we don't want him here. How much of a liar do you have to be, even in your own head, to pretend that you ever wanted to do anything about these illegal immigrants?
And that's what I said earlier in the show, before we talked to Joe DeVito, that I don't think that J.B. Pritzker is ready for prime time, because he's been able to say a lot of things unchecked because nobody's paid attention mm-hmm. to him. And he's like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Oh, look at me. Just jumping up and down in the background, trying to get over to Gavin Newsom's shoulder, like, hi, here, me, I'm crazy too. And he's trying to get the attention of the national audience, the people on the left who are looking for some sort of counterbalance to Donald Trump. And I don't think he's battle tested in the way to say the things that he's used to saying. He gets away with that in Chicago. He gets away with that in the state of Illinois because people are just used to it. They don't think there's a way to fight back against it. But I don't know that he's ready for actual prime time.
What's the best thing that President Trump has done since being in office?
Well, that's a good question. I think, look, one thing I can say is that I asked President Biden and wrote a very public letter to deal with some of the problems at the border. We were seeing, you know, tens of thousands of people being sent by Governor Abbott to Chicago, and we weren't getting any help really from the federal government. Here's what I would say. Since President Trump has taken office, we don't have the problem that existed before with people coming across the border. What I would suggest, though, is there's one more thing he could have done. He took control of the Congress. He's got control of the judiciary. He's got control of the White House. He could
argue that the judiciary pushes back all the time, but go ahead.
The Supreme Court. Let's just say this. He could have proposed comprehensive immigration reform and gotten it passed. He could have done that. He hasn't done that. Why? Why does he want to send troops in? Why does he want to send ICE and CBP in? Why not get immigration reform in place that we can all rally around? Look, I like that we have borders. We need borders, right? You don't have a country if you don't have borders. But let's deal with immigration with an actual bill that Democrats and Republicans can rally around. We've seen it before. It's been done before, but it's been 40 years. Let's finally do it.
So you want to do immigration reform before you get rid of all of the people who have taken advantage of your absentee president and absentee immigration problems? Give me a break. You're not a serious person.
After everything he's done, then he would go thank Trump for closing the border?
He never even said close the border either.
No, he never did.
He never really gets all the way to that.
He said that that's a good thing, and I guess that's good, but he used the language of Trump in saying it.
Mm-hmm.
He used, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. That's a Trump quote. That's something that he said for a long time. So is this the center of gravity barely inching right? I don't know, but to see him on Fox News was actually a surprise.
It is a surprise. I think Brett Baer did a good job with it. I don't know if I give J.B. Pritzker credit for going on and doing that interview, but you know, speak your mind, say what you think, and if people agree with you, keep going. I just don't know that J.B. Pritzker has made his case outside of Orange Man Bad, really, at least not that I've seen yet. Next question, next segment. Send us your Ask Us Anything questions in the Annie Fry YouTube chat. You can also vote in the poll. Candace Owens, yes, no, or who's that? We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
So I'm going to start with my first question here back to Ryan Wiggins. How's my face? I was a 4 out of 8 before, and you bumped me up to a 5 out of 9 last time. We're getting a little bit. How far would you say we are percentage wise? Pretty close to being done.
I would say a solid 7 out of 11.
Ooh, 7-11. Mm-hmm. 7 or 6, 6, 7? I don't know.
6-7. Yeah, 6-7.
Okay. Next question.
Next question. All right. I'll ask this from the chat. This is from Doug. The question is very simply, cart returns. Do you always return your cart, I think is what he's asking.
Absolutely.
Brad?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, Doug. And so should everyone return their cart.
Follow-up question. You see someone not return their cart. You doing anything about it?
Yeah, I'll shame them with my eyes. I don't know that I would say anything. Or I might. The way to shame them properly was to say, can I get that for you?
I got it.
Yeah, let me get that. You ever do that?
Do you take carts from people? Like, do you trade off? I'll do that from time to time if I know I'm going to need a cart.
In Ruler and Aldi, I will, yeah. I don't think I do it outside of the quarter ones. because they're just right there.
You give them a quarter
right
to do it?
Yeah, I try. Most of the time people...
You just take people's cards that have
say,
their quarter in it?
No. Most of the time people say no when you try to give them a quarter. And I always say no. I actually love the quarter thing. Even though it's just a quarter, it, like, who cares? It does cause you to return your cart, and it keeps everything nice and orderly.
It's effective.
And it causes people to actually interact more in the parking lot, which I like for some reason.
You have a sense of community around your Ruler food shopping trip.
I do. You know what's funny? I was thinking about this yesterday because we talked about this about Ruler once, that my Walmart in Collinsville just last year changed over to almost entirely self-checkout. I mean, the whole thing was self-checkout except for just the cigarette.
Edwardsville's like, or Glen Carbon's like that too.
I walked in there yesterday night after our party. I went to stop and get some kids' lunch food and stuff for today. And they got rid of all their self-checkout except for one little bitty spot. They had just invested all this money into turning it into self-checkout.
They went back to cashiers?
And they went back to full cashiers.
I wonder if the theft was too much.
That's what I asked the clerk. I said, how bad was the theft here that you had to immediately change course? And she goes, I don't know. And that was the whole interaction.
All right. Next question.
Yeah, I got one here from InfoDude. InfoDude simply says, hayrides, ? So are you a fan of hayrides?
Hayrides are super fun. I never really find myself doing it anymore.
I love them.
It's a lot of work.
And going on them with the kids, especially when they're little and they get a huge kick out of it, that's really fun. But I think even as an adult, I still enjoy them.
So this is weird because you guys know I have a tractor and I've been looking for a hay wagon that I can pull behind my tractor for hay rides.
Is this something open to the public or church or what?
Well, I would do it for my church. It'd probably be the most time I do it. But, you know, like if friends had kids that wanted to have a hay ride or something like that, you know, you get the tractor and the hay wagon out for that. That'd be fun.
Is there another use for it?
The hay wagon? Floats, pulling floats and parades. You could turn it into a float as well. Use it for. So that's kind of like what I'm trying to figure out how to do. Otherwise, the tractor just sits in the shed and doesn't do anything. I like start up every time and my wife cries because it's her grandpa's tractor, and then we turn it off. You know,
that is a super, super sad story.
She's like, it's happy tears. She says it reminds her of her grandpa.
I know, but...
That wasn't really how you told the story.
But, I mean, it just sits there. And, like, if you don't have anything to do with it, because I don't have a field to plow, and it's like from the 50s is how old this tractor is. I don't have a field to plow. I don't have grain to plant. I don't have any of that stuff. So, like, I can, like, drive it in a circle and then park it again.
It sounded almost like you were giving biblical allegory without trying. Do I not have a field to plow? Do I not have grain to plant?
The answer is, no, you don't. Sorry.
Sorry, Brad.
Nay, no, brethren. I do not.
All right. I think we're all thumbs up on hayrides.
Hayrides.
And in fact, we're doing them too little. We just should do more hayrides.
We need to do more hayrides.
All right. The next one from listener Bobo says, favorite comfort food?
Oh, man. I mean, probably ice cream, maybe. I like popcorn, too.
Man, I've been going crazy on popcorn lately.
All right.
Just downing it. Just opening my throat. Pouring it down my gullet. Yuck.
Is that your comfort food?
No.
Yours is just sugar.
Mine is probably sugar in general, but I do... Here's a weird comfort food, though. Anytime I'm sick and I'm at home, usually just like with a cold or whatever. Not like sick, but just I don't feel good. I'm going to stay home
weather.
For a day. I love getting sesame chicken. That, and it's just the most bizarre craving, but it's anytime I'm sick, I'm like, oh man, I want some white rice and sesame chicken right now. And then I make it happen because I'm an adult and I can do anything.
I can do that.
Do you ever go to Chef Shop in Edwardsville and get popcorn?
No. Oh, no, but popcorn shops are like a world that I'm waiting to explore.
Oh man, it's next level stuff.
I would like to try that.
I would love it if Chef Shop was paying me to say this, but if you want gourmet popcorn of any kind of flavor, savory or sweet, or like color to celebrate a graduation or bridal shower
you have
thing.
Green popcorn, it's St. Patrick's Day.
It's so good.
Okay.
So good. Go to Chef Shop and tell them I sent you.
Okay, I will.
Next question.
Here's a question from Bobo. What is the pettiest hill you would 100% die on?
Man, that's a deep question. Do you have an answer?
I've been thinking about this one for like 3 weeks.
I know.
Bobo keeps posting it. And I was like, this is a good one.
I need an example. Like, I, you know, my disdain for chewing gum. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you chewing gum? I haven't. Paige is doing my makeup here. It's time I told you, Paige. That's
so
why
bad,
you're here.
Especially if somebody's doing my makeup within their
No, mind. No, I haven't. I didn't know. No, that's fine. I don't. I like people who chew gum very obnoxiously. I just don't understand how you can't understand that other people are now part of your experience. If your gum is for you, fine. But if it's anybody else's business, I don't know if that's a petty. Is that a petty hill? That seems like petty. Maybe. I have misophonia. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I would say it's petty.
Okay, thank you.
But it is kind of generally annoying.
Ron suggests pettiest till I die on the TP roll comes over the top. It definitely has to go over the top.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm dying on that hill, but I am changing the toilet paper to be right.
I don't know that I would actually change it. I just sit there and be annoyed.
Dale says, Paige could do my makeup. Is it all good?
Gotta put lips some yet. Lips on you.
Yeah. Ryan, you're up.
Yeah, yes.
Ah.
Yeah, Ryan tried to do that
I
yesterday.
Not have said, I was just repeating what Paige said.
We're going to play that video in the next segment, so stick around.
Pettiest hill I would die on. I don't know if this is petty or not, but what drives me crazy is when my family makes food or does something, especially in the kitchen, but it could really be in any room, and they just leave the trash.
Ooh,
like the packaging of it. Oh, I'm going to open up a...
That's
sausage
super
biscuit.
Annoying because it's so easy to not do.
It is.
It's
so
like
easy.
The amount of effort to correct that is almost non-existent.
You know,
put it in the trash.
A, you know where it goes. It's not like we're having to figure out a spot to keep all your books or something. And it's permanently gone. It's not, oh, I'm going to put it here for a little while. You put it in the trash and it goes away. That's it. It's real easy. And that drives me nuts.
I think that if you asked my husband what's the pettiest hill I would die on, he would probably be able to give you a list. I think it's something that like other people who are close to you would maybe know the things that make you tick a little bit more. Who's more easily agitated, you or Mrs. Wiggins?
Ooh, that's a tough one because it can be seasonal at times. I would say probably me, but I don't know. She can get agitated by little stuff every now and then, too.
Do you do anything to annoy her?
I'm sure I do, but she knows that if she tells me that I'll get annoyed, so she doesn't tell me.
So she just suffers?
Yeah, she just suffers through it.
Your marriage?
Yeah. Our relationship in general.
Who's more easily annoyed between you and Mrs. Range, Brad?
I would say it depends on the topic, but then I would be lying because it would still be me no matter the topic. I'm usually the one that's more easily annoyed by anything. And... And to answer your question before you ask it, yes, I annoy her. Oh. And I kind of do it on purpose because it's fun.
Lovely. I am way more easy. I have an abnormal amount of patience for my children, but no other people. And my husband has an abnormal amount of patience for everybody but our children. So we kind of balanced each other out that way. But there are times at home where I'm like saying to him, like, just, you know, it's not the end of the world. It'll be fine. We'll figure it out. And then I go outside and I'm like, I'm going back inside. I can't do this today. So it's a little, it depends on the circumstances and the setting. We'll take more of your questions in the YouTube live chat. If you want to send them to us, we'll ask a few of our own as well in our next question segment. So don't go away. The YouTube live chat poll is Candace Owens. Yes, no, or who's that? And when we come back, the video evidence of Ryan trying to put a move on me yesterday. At the 25th anniversary party, of all places, it was a really public place to make that move, Ryan.
It was on the air, and so it needed to be addressed. If it were not on the air, I would say, let's just forget that happened.
We'll show you that video when we come back. Don't go away.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To the Annie Fry Show. We're doing a little next question, and we're going to play this video here in a little bit. You got that queued up for when we're ready, Brad?
Yes.
All right. We had a weird thing happen yesterday. That was my happenstance, but it looked a lot worse than it really was. No, actually, it was pretty awful. It just wasn't intended to be that way. We're doing a little next question. I had this question. I saw this. This was posed on a Facebook group that I'm a member of, and so it's a little scenario. Tell me what you think. If a married couple with combined finances were to budget an amount of money monthly for each of them to spend on non-necessary things, so kind of like your whatever money, and you're budgeting that ahead of time, in your opinion, should the amount be the same for each person, or should the person who earns more money be allocated more spending money? You, Ryan, give your wife an allowance. You go first.
I would say the same. Because it's the same, you're a team, so the money you bring in is really isn't yours, it's both of yours, and you have to allocate things based on your collective priorities. So I would say the amount of kind of walking around money or fun money should probably be the same, unless you have some sort of agreement that, I know that you go fishing a lot, and so you have to spend X amount, so yes, here's your amount, and my amount's different because I do this or whatever.
But one spouse makes twice as much as the other.
I don't think it really should.
Spending money
it.
Should be the same.
Yeah,
Brad.
I think so.
I'm on board with Ryan here. It's not your money and my money. It's our money. It's we earn together. We are a family. You know, if you want to take it biblical, the Bible says the two become one flesh. You're like one person. So it's not his and hers. It's our money, and it doesn't matter who earns more or who earns less. You know, the relationship, the marriage is a group effort, and so I think the money should be equal.
Here's a question: does it need to be separate? Do you guys have separate? Do you budget that way, and do you think it should be separate?
The overall budget isn't separate. Do you guys
free allocate
money
fun money?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. It's not fun money. It's more like daily life money. Where here's an amount, that I don't really need to think about. You just need to live, and I need to live. And we
what are you spending that money on? Your daily Papa John's?
Yeah, pretty much.
Eating out, if you want.
But it's everything. It's gas. It's not our bills. It's not our, like, electric bills and house bills and stuff like that. But it's the stuff that you personally have to spend to just exist.
Do you have a fun money? Do you have just a, okay, you get $50 this month, you can spend it on a new pair of shoes or...
No, because it's all in one... It's all in one category. So it's like, hey, if you can somehow get by this month without buying as many of new kids' shoes, then you're going to have extra money because we have to still have a budget. And mine is similar, so...
Brad?
We have a fun money budget. Stuff that's for, like, you know, like we're going to go out on date night, or like I allocate some of my fun money towards some of my project vehicles. I can't say I get this much money, you know, I don't make enough money to say I get this much money to do this thing. So I actually budget within the budget, and okay, this much money goes to that fund, and that fund is set aside so that whenever I have enough to do whatever it is I'm trying to do on that car, I can do it. I have the funds to do it. So we do budget like that, and then we budget for like going out, going to a Cardinals game, stuff like that. We have budgets within our budgets, which is kind of weird to say.
Really, Jared is so... Ryan, would you call yourself cheap?
I would have. I don't think I am anymore.
I think you started the show cheap. I think you're frugal, which I respect.
Yeah, I'm still frugal.
But cheap kind of has consequences.
Cheap does, and look, honestly... I had to be cheap. Like, we made no money.
Yeah, I've been.
And the more that I've gotten into real estate, the less I have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. So it's just the way it is.
Jared doesn't really like to spend money. And he, like, I have to tell him sometimes, like, you need to go buy new shoes.
I've been that way my whole life up until now. Now I go, oh, man, these headphones are getting old. And I'll just go buy new headphones instead of waiting until they actually break.
Yeah. Something for, like, headphones, though, that's a little more practical.
Yeah, because I still do mostly practical stuff.
Next question. Got another one?
Yep. I got one from Dawn here. She says, if there's a book on a movie, do you watch the movie first, or do you read the book first, or do you do either? Do you prefer to do one, I think, is probably the question here.
Paige, my makeup artist, who I think is done. Are we done? Does it give me a rating now, Ryan.
10? You're 10 out of... 15.
Man, it got worse. My batting percentage.
I think it went up.
Batting average went worse. She says, you said book page? Yeah? Then...
Yeah.
I don't 100% know... I've never read a book that has then become a movie. I don't read like that.
Oh,
I read books that are like... history or biographies or stuff like that. So I'm not like reading for stories. I'm reading for new information that is useful to me, which is not for fun.
Are you telling me they did not make a book out of Mike Pompeo's biography? I'm sorry, a
not
movie.
Yet.
I lost the joke.
Not yet. Yeah. We'll work on that. I will watch movies. I mean, I can't even think of a book that I'd be like, no, I can't see the movie yet. I haven't finished the book, so I'm not really the person. I'm killing Paige over here. What about you? Are you a book guy?
I like to read. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
I end up writing more than I read. I would say Ender's Game was a really good book that was better, way better than the movie, but that was one that I read first.
I didn't read the book, and I thought the movie was awful.
Yeah, the movie wasn't great. But the book's always better, so if you can read the book
first.
Is it,
though?
Almost always.
All right.
Very rare exception.
Let's go to the video. So this video is pulled directly from the 97.1 FM Talk YouTube channel, which if you haven't subscribed to yet, you absolutely should. We always broadcast our show. We're broadcasting right now on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Mark Cox and Mark Reardon, I think, both are on the 97.1 FM Talk YouTube channel. This is footage of the live show that we did yesterday, and I'm sitting on the right. Ryan Wiggins is off the screen right behind me. Let's listen in, and you got to hear Sue.
Look, we got Ryan Wiggins in the house, ladies.
Wiggins, America, ladies and gentlemen.
And I got Annie's microphone.
and you just blew him right off her ears.
That is the closest physically we have ever been.
I'm sorry that happened.
I'm sorry that happened too.
We got a picture of that. That would be
I'm sorry that happened.
For sure.
That was so funny. That video is video evidence of what I felt like it looked like.
Yeah,
and felt like.
And look, I think we've talked about this already, but I want to make there's a bigger point really here, and it's, do you want to live in a world where everything is bland and grayscale because nobody ever takes any risks?
Well, I don't know what risk you were taking there. I think you were just trying to talk to my microphone, which was attached to my mouth, basically.
Or would you prefer a world where the colors are vibrant, people are excited?
Are you on drugs?
Because you never know what kind of comedic risk this person next to you might take.
Yeah, especially when you don't know that the person is sitting right next to you about to take that risk.
Exactly.
That was the wildest part of it. All right, let's take a quick break. If you want to see the video for yourself, it's towards the very end of yesterday's live broadcast. But if you hadn't seen it yet, go to the 97.1 FM Talk YouTube page and go dip into some of the great coverage Mark Reardon did yesterday. Had Mark Cox in there with him, and so many people who've been a part of the 97.1 family over the 25 years that we have been here. It's so good to have you here. Thank you for being a part of our audience during the noon to three show here on the Annie Fry Show. Let's get to the YouTube poll results when we come back to play. Heated argument here, and I need to know for sure, are you on my side on this one, Ryan?
Yes.
Thank you. Because we've got some pretty high streaming numbers today on the YouTube stream. And Ethan said I was naked at the beginning of the show. And I did not say that. But Ethan's pretty convinced that I did.
He is completely convinced that you said at the beginning of the show that you're naked because you're referring to your face without makeup.
I said that I was barefaced because I started the show with no makeup on. And now I have a full face of pro makeup done by Paige.
Looks great.
Thank you. Would you say I was like, what would you say, like a 5, 10 out of 15?
I'll leave the numbers to Ryan.
The scale that Ryan has rated my face on, an 8-point scale, a 9-point scale, and a 15-point scale.
I will say, I am really good at rating women's looks.
I've
always been good at that.
You got that stuff down?
It came naturally.
Did you say on the air that you wouldn't put a move on me because I was a 5? Or did you say that off the air?
No, that was on the air.
That was on.
All right. Darn it. I wanted to out you for that.
He outed himself.
That's fine.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, my goodness. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Candace Owens, yes, no, or who? You were a no, right, Ryan?
I'm a no. But I've always been a no. She didn't do anything recently that made me.
To lose you.
Yeah.
Brad, you said?
No.
No. Am I asking you?
Yeah, you can ask.
Ethan?
Me. I'm a no, but
did
I wasn't.
You get the up at the end of the
But
email?
I wasn't always a no. I've talked on air about.
So you became Charlie, a no.
I've talked on air about Charlie Kirk and how big of a fan I was growing up of him. Well, Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens were like a package deal. They did everything together at the start of Turning Point USA. So if you listened or watched Charlie Kirk, you were listening and watching Candace Owens, and I thought that a lot of her messaging was really refreshing in the time that it was being provided. And somewhere along the way, things just flipped, and I don't listen to her very much anymore. Following the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I tuned in here and there to hear what exactly she was going on about. And I'm not saying that she is ill-intentioned in a lot of the things that she does, because I think that's unfair to say without knowing her. But I just don't get the purpose behind a lot of what she's going for right now.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. It feels like there is a better way to go about some of the stuff post one of her best friends getting murdered. And people grieve in their own ways, but it just feels like the response has been really odd on her end.
Ron says, I used to love Candace, but I agree she has had some intense moments in the last months. I agree with her much less than I used to. I just don't know where our audience is going to shake out into this. And I said to you off air, Ryan, when I was talking to you in your office about doing this poll, that if, you know, I'd be curious to know 30%. Going yes would be a number that I would pay attention to. Of the people who are listening to this show, if 30% of our audience is in support of her, then I would continue to pay attention to the things she's saying, regardless of what level I agreed with it or disagreed with her. I'm a hard no on this issue, on this one, for sure. I have thought many times that Candace Owens is maybe brilliant. Her way, her ability to articulate points and get straight to the point has been impressive to me over the course of watching her grow, but I haven't really ever really appreciated her style. She's so aggressive.
Super aggressive. And Charlie Kirk used to be just like that, but he mellowed out
majorly.
A lot.
Yeah.
She never really did.
And the other thing too about Candace Owens, that just from, you know, we could talk about the substance of what she has stood for, is standing for, whatever it is. I'm not really interested in going into that right now. But I don't like how fast she talks. I don't like how dismissive she is. It's just really kind of to what Ryan is saying, like the style is really not for me. It's not, I don't crave it. I don't want more of it. Charlie Kirk, when he would have a conversation, when he would be arguing a point or articulating a point, I soaked up his method. And Candace Owens, to me, is like slice and dice, bulldozer through the point. And in many cases, she's been able to make points effectively. But what she's been into lately, I am not here for that. It's just not for me. So I'm a no on the
347 votes right now.
That's crazy.
Almost a 350.
While we were talking, Harsh says, I just think she's more correct on many things than she is wrong. And even if wrong, she's not that far off. I don't know enough about her to even make that claim. That's my problem, is that I only see, kind of like with Tucker right now, I only see the kind of the big, the top of the iceberg stuff, and I'm not listening to them enough to know that, oh, hey, maybe I agree with you 80% of the time. Maybe I agree with you 98% of the time. I just don't know. I only see that stuff.
I would say that my biggest frustration with her is that if somebody has a counter, because a lot of the stuff she goes into, there's not, like, you don't know the answer to. It's speculation. And if somebody has a counterpoint, she is immediately to write you off as paid off or, you know, just uninformed or anything like that. She doesn't engage the conversation on the counterpoint.
I think, too, with someone like Candace Owens, she could be, like, really wholeheartedly right on a lot of issues and really wholeheartedly wrong on some issues.
I don't think she's wrong for calling out some things that she disagrees with or she thinks maybe the messaging is inaccurate or dishonest, but her response as to what she thinks it is I think where she loses a lot of people, because her, I guess, thoughts on are so out there, and I think that's where she loses a lot of people.
Well, we'll get to the results here in just a minute. I want to thank Paige for coming in and doing my makeup for everybody who tuned in today. We had a lot of traffic on the YouTube live stream today. If you started the show, you got to see me plain faced, not naked, Ethan. Naked in the face. The person who said that they
Ryan's
were
naked
on the show was Joe DeVito, who was our guest by way of
Joe
phone.
Joe DeVito did say that.
So we don't really know if that was true or not, but he said it, so
I assume that it is true.
It probably is.
He's probably in the bath.
But if you real estate underscore Paige, was that what she said her Instagram
yes.
was? Real estate underscore PAIGE. Paige is an account rep here. I work with her. She's fantastic, but she also does professional makeup on the side. And I was so grateful that she came in. So I hope you like what you see. And I cannot wait to be at Night of Rockstars tonight, along with the RE/MAX Alliance community team. They're great. It's an amazing evening. I'm so excited. Let's get to the results of the poll.
356 votes. Good work, team. Good work. Candace Owens, ? That was the poll today. 10% say, who is that? 40% say yes on Candace Owens. 40% and 50% say no.
A 50-40 split on yes versus no means she's still certainly relevant in this audience. Thank you for the input today. Hope you subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and turn over to Mark Reardon's show here on 97 FM Talk. Next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.